Welcome to the Android Guys Hot Take. My name is Scott Webster. I'm the editor and founder of AndroidGuys.com. The Hot Take podcast is an episode where we basically take one topic, generally around a phone announcement or something big in the mobile space, and we kind of break it down and discuss how it matters, why it matters, and some of the specs or details that surround the product or service. Joining me for this hot take, I have longtime editor Andrew Myrick. Hey, Andrew, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
So LG, this is the LG V35 Think. This is another smartphone from LG, and what feels like almost a couple times a month now, over the last first half of the year, it seems like LG's just throwing things out there left and right, which kind of we'll get into that. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about what LG announced today?
Yeah, so they announced the V35 Think. It's got a 6-inch 18x9 display with no notch, but with a QHD plus resolution, powered by the Snapdragon 845 chipset, 6 gigs of RAM, 64 gigs of expandable storage, an 8-megapixel wide angle front camera, and then a dual camera system on the back with 16 megapixel super wide angle kit lens, and then just another 16 megapixel standard lens. We have a 3300 milliamp hour battery with quick charge 3.0, Android 8.0 Oreo on top, with obviously LG's interface going to be on top of that. Google Lens is shipping out of the box. It's IP68 water and dust resistant, has facial recognition, wireless charging, LG's AI cam technology features stuff. And as is the case with all of LG's V lineup, we have a 32-bit hi-fi quad DAC, quad DAC.
So beefy. It sounds like something that would keep pace with any other smartphone on the market right now. And I don't know if that's what LG intends to do here. It's got some high-end stuff, so it caters to an early adopter or somebody who likes to stay on the front of things. Let me ask you this. What's the difference? And we might be getting ahead of ourselves here, but what's going on here that's different from the G7 that was just announced recently or the V30 Think? What's going on at LG's headquarters, if you could pretend to be a fly on the wall?
It seems like they're just throwing spaghetti against the wall and seeing what's trying to stick. But what doesn't make sense is the fact they've released three new flagship spec devices in 6 months. They released the V30S Think at, I think it was Mobile World Congress, and then the G7 Think was earlier this month, and now we have the V35. In terms of differences between the V35 and the G7, they've got an extra 2 gigs of RAM, a little bit of extra storage, I think a little bit bigger battery. It might be the same battery. But it looks like they just threw 2018 flagship specs in the V30 body while giving all of the extra goodies, like the Google Assistant button and the 19x9 display with the notch at the top, to the G7. So I'm a little confused about what they're doing. Plus, this isn't coming to all carriers. This is only going to be on AT&T and Project Fi, which is a bit different for LG.
Yeah, so that's interesting in its own right, how, it's exclusive to one of the big carriers. But also with Project Fi, that's something that, it's Google's service that piggybacks off of T-Mobile, Sprint, and U.S. Cellular, and of course your Wi-Fi. But it's perhaps the biggest, strongest device to hit that outside of, your Pixel 2. And this is a different topic, but we, it kind of relates to it. We understand that as of right now, it sounds as if there are some other LG devices coming to Project Fi. So it sounds to me as if LG has just been really busy. As a general consumer, if we step back and look at this and say, hey, here's your different phones. Do you think they know that they've announced this many phones, or do you think they just see a commercial for their carrier and pay attention to that particular one? Is this something that, you know, is just going to land as a press release that we follow, but the average person doesn't know about? You know, I'm asking a lot of questions here. Where do you see this fitting in the scheme of things?
If you're AT&T or Project Fi, I mean, you'll see I wouldn't expect them to go super hard on marketing, but I'm sure you'll see at least one or two commercials for AT&T, because the G7 is their flagship that just launched 3 weeks ago and just became available last week. So, and it's available on all other carriers except for AT&T, because the G7, we learned just before we started the day that the G7 is coming to Project Fi too. So Only AT&T won't carry that phone. But it's going to be interesting to see how this really pans out, because you guys may remember last year or earlier this year, LG said they were wiping the slate clean. They're not going to follow any type of specific release schedule, and they haven't. But they're instead flooding the market with a bunch of phones. But it also kind of feels like they're cutting themselves off at the knee by releasing a new phone 3 weeks after they released another phone, another flagship phone.
Yeah, when the G7 was announced, you know, the rumor was LG not going to be an AT&T model. It's going to have its own. And this is, you know, we find out now what it is. It's kind of reminds me of the days, you know, 5-6 years ago, before there were, you know, something, everybody had their carrier exclusive devices. This was, you know, even right up until the Samsung Galaxy S3, you know, all four carriers had four different versions of the Galaxy S2. Everybody branded it differently, had a different experience, and they called them a Galaxy S2 device, but they had these really long names. This device is close, but not quite the same as what the G7 is. And I feel like LG can promote the G7 on its own with its ad campaigns, online, banners, billboards, whatever, where AT&T won't get the rub from that, where AT&T is going to have to kind of go it alone if they expect to promote this thing out there by, you know, itself as an exclusive device.
Right.
Price-wise, I'm looking at an article here on PhoneScoop that says it's going to be about $30 for 30 months, or about $900. What's your take on that? $900.
AT&T won't sell any.
Yeah, that's...
That's the way that I feel.
Well, yeah, right. I mean, if you come to them with $900 in your hand or willing to spend $30 a month, you have a budget to work with, they're going to move you over to the iPhone, the Galaxy S9, something that all the salespeople are conditioned to sell. I don't see any reason to say, no, you want this LG because it does this. Do you?
No, the S9 Plus is cheaper than the G7 right now. And like, how can you really realistically, as a like person perspective, how can you expect to sell a device that's $900 but isn't as flashy as something like the S9 Plus, which is always on sale? You can always find them like BOGO or whatever the case may be, for, you know, if you want to get an S9 Plus. But even if you want the regular S9, it's cheaper off the bat. So there's, right, it's going to be hard for AT&T and LG to really push these. Looking at it from the perspective of Project Fi, I like it. I don't like the pricing, but I like it just because Project Fi is finally expanding their offerings.
Mm-hmm.
Just so giving customers more options.
If I'm an LG rep and I happen to be at an AT&T store and a customer comes in, and this happens, from having worked in the past at a carrier, these reps will show up and they'll kind of hear these conversations, and they might steer your conversation to a specific phone or one of their phones. If I'm LG and I have a chance to say, hey, now wait a second, ours is, you know, it's protected IP68, military specs, this thing's dust, water, drops, all kinds of resistant. Our camera has 19 different shooting modes, can recognize different things like flowers and the beach and pets and all these really cool things. The ultra wide camera makes amazing selfie shots, group shots. Why not consider ours? What do you say to that as a customer?
If you're
thank you,
it's hard to argue, just because the G7 isn't there. Like if you want if you're an LG fanboy or fangirl and you want an LG phone and you're on AT&T, you're going to go get the V35.
Right.
But it does have 6 gigs of RAM and 64 gigs of storage. It does have the same camera system from the G7. And I had the G6. I bought the G6 last year and fell in love with the super wide angle lens and having the extra standard lens that wasn't going to deteriorate my quality. Like it wasn't like a 16 megapixel and an 8 megapixel. They were even. Mm-hmm. So the camera itself. Now I haven't played with the AI cam stuff yet specifically or personally. But I mean, it could be used. I just don't know if the camera alone is compelling for the $900 price tag when you have the iPhone X and the Galaxy S9 and more phones on the horizon.
Right. So looking ahead, what do you think LG does now for the next, with September being 4 months away, 3.5, 4 months away, and another conference where they're generally going to refresh or bring about new devices, maybe not flagships, but multiple, handsets in the mid range. Do you see them, putting the brakes on things for now? Or do you, what's your gut say that LG does now between here and the end of the year?
My gut tells me that there's another flagship coming this fall.
Another one.
Yep. Because three phones in 6 months says that they're trying everything that they can because they don't want to end up like HTC and in that boat. So I could see them coming out with a completely new handset, flagship handset for the fall, because you have to be able to take on the Pixel 3 and the Galaxy Note 9 and any other phone that may come out between now and the end of the year. Because if you're just going to rely on three phones in 6 months and not do anything the rest of the year except for focus on your mid-range, then I feel like LG is going to be kind of dead in the water at that point.
Do you see them going back and adopting a variation of this with a stylus or coming out with a watered-down version of this experience, making it even more muddy for consumers?
I could see it. I don't know if they would do that, but I could see the idea. Like, it makes sense for them to do that. I just don't know if it would be in their best interest to do a watered down version of it.
Right. So anything else you want to add to the conversation here regarding the V35 Think?
Not specifically that I can think of at the moment. I mean, I think we've covered pretty much it all.
Release date, I haven't picked up anything about that yet. This has just basically been announced here. I don't have anything release-wise. I would expect it to drop shortly. It kind of coincide with the other flagships and not want to be, hey, we announced it and we'll see in about a month. We usually see this stuff within about 2 weeks. So I think that's going to do it. I don't have anything else to add myself. If you're a consumer and you've got $900 potentially, roughly, or approximately $900. Here's a phone for you to consider. Should be coming again to AT&T and Google's Project Fi in the coming weeks. So this was the Android Guys Hot Take. This is the podcast, again, where we talk about one particular topic and try to stay on topic and as focused as possible. We do these as they are merited. This could be once a week at the rate things have gone lately. It's smartphone season, but so look for these periodically on our podcast feed. You can find our podcast pretty much anywhere you would normally look. Google Play Music, iTunes. You can subscribe to us directly. You can also now go to androidguys.com and you'll see us in the navigation bar. We did trial this a couple of times before recording. And then we started officially kind of rolling it out as a beta project that you could listen to. But we're about 8 episodes into it now, published-wise. We think we like this format. We think you guys like the format. But if you have any questions or feedback, any clarifications, things that we missed, feel free to reach out to us at podcast@androidguys.com. for now, that'll do it. Again, my name is Scott Webster, and I want to thank Andrew for joining me about the LG V35 Think.